You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some massive breaking news. After a federal judge named Richard Leon, appointed by George W. Bush, just halted Donald Trump's White House ballroom project. A few months back, Donald Trump demolished the east wing of the White House and started building a 90,000 square foot, $400 million ballroom funded by private, quote, patriot donors. Donald Trump calls them. What he actually did was bully certain companies, bully certain colleges, bully institutions into giving money, or else he would continue launching lawsuits and making their lives a living hell. Donald Trump did not ask Congress. He just tore down the east wing of the White House and began to build this ballroom. Well, guess what Judge Richard Leon said? He said, "You are not the owner." In the first paragraph of his response, he says, "He is not the owner of the White House. While Donald Trump temporarily can stay in the White House due to being the president, he is not the owner whatsoever." Well, Donald Trump already responded with a massively raging post in which he makes his own argument for being able to tear down the East Wing and replace it with a ballroom. We're going to jump into all of this. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And I think it would be a derelict of duty on my part if I didn't draw a juxtaposition between how the average American is living and struggling right now and what Donald Trump is struggling with. So let's just think about it. This Florida resident on screen now that I'm about to play a video of is complaining about his struggles. His struggles are taking care of his mom, who's denied simple things like breathing meds. He didn't eat this week, he says. I'll play it in 1 second. Donald Trump's struggles, by comparison, are the fact that his ballroom that cost $400 million can't be a completed project because he doesn't have the legal authority to do so. Let's start off with this Florida voter.
Struggle every day, and now I'm taking care of my mom, who's older, being denied simple things like breathing meds. So gas, what are you going to do? So I don't eat this week because I have to take mom to the doctors tomorrow.
If you could pick one word to describe the economy, your economic situation right now under these conditions, one word to describe that.
Desolate.
He likely feels alone. It's dark. It's a dark reality. And what is Donald Trump complaining about? His White House ballroom. Let's check out another voter that was chatting about gas prices rising. I think this is an important juxtaposition to draw because it's not just that Donald Trump is abusing his position of power to benefit himself. It's also that he's abusing the American people.
Gas locally and nationally has topped $4 since 2022. And that's up more than a dollar per gallon since late February when the conflict in the Middle East began. And this has cost drivers almost $12 to $16 more to fill an average tank. And Philadelphia currently sits at $4.02 per gallon, $3.95 in New Jersey, and $3.86 in Delaware. Today we spoke to people at the pump in disbelief again of these prices.
I am shocked, but not surprised. We have someone in the White House that does not care about the American people.
Okay, pause. That is a perfect segue to talk about Trump's ballroom even further. He does not care about the American people whatsoever. A judge also said that Trump used a, quote, convoluted funding scheme that they argue permits the president to fund the ballroom using private donations. In a show of judicial exasperation, Judge Leon responds to one rejected Trump admin argument with a, please, exclamation point. It's not often judges go, oh, please, like he's exasperated. Please, why are you even making this argument? It says, defendants argue that canons of construction have no place in this review. Please, the Supreme Court itself has made it clear that courts have a duty to locate the single best meaning of the statute. So, I mean, I don't fully understand the legalese of this all that they get into. They use terms like ultra vires. They talk about Loper versus Raimondo. I don't understand all of this, but the judge seems to be, the Bush-appointed judge seems to be pretty sick of all of Donald Trump's tactics. To continue, Trump posted a Truth Social post that says this. And really quickly, I urge all of you to be using the internet in a safe manner. Most people don't realize that their email is the backbone of their digital identity. Your bank, your jobs, your passwords, all of your accounts likely connect back to your email. It's how the internet recognizes you. And with most providers, your email inbox can actually be watched. Messages can be scanned, AI tools can be used to track your behavior, certain links can be embedded in the email that are invisible. That is why I like what Proton Mail is doing. Proton Mail makes sure that your inbox is not for sale. Nobody can track you. There are no ads, no scanning of your messages. And if email is the foundation of your digital life, there should be a strong foundation that is private. So try Proton for free by using my link, proton.me/Adam Mockler. You can find the link below. One more time, try Proton Mail for free. Use proton.me/Adam Mockler or click the link in the description. Thank you all. Thank you to Proton. The National Trust for Historic Preservation sues me for a ballroom that is under budget, ahead of schedule, being built at no cost to the taxpayer, and will be the finest building of its kind anywhere in the world. The interesting irony here is that this ballroom signifies the erosion of our democracy, quite literally the erosion of our democracy. Donald Trump bullied law firms, college campuses, media corporations, ABC News to get payments for this ballroom. And now the court is saying, no, you do not have the legal authority to demolish the East Wing, which is already done, and then build a ballroom using private donations without Congress. Then Donald Trump continues, I then get sued by them over the renovation of the dilapidated and structurally unsound former Kennedy Center, now the Trump Kennedy Center, where all I am doing is fixing, cleaning, running, and sprucing up a terribly maintained... Like, dude, we are at war. Why am I even reading this? We are at war right now. He says, the National Trust for Historic Preservation, a radical left group of lunatics whose funding was stopped by Congress in 2005, is not suing the Federal Reserve for a building which has been decimated and destroyed by an incompetent and corrupt Fed chairman. Okay, so this is Trump pointing the finger at Jerome Powell and saying, look at what he's doing. He's trying to renovate the Federal Reserve. Just absurd stuff. He goes, all of the beautiful walls inside have been ripped down, never to be built again, but the National Trust for Historic Preservation never did anything about it. Or have they sued on Governor Gavin Newsom's railroad to nowhere in California that is billions over budget and probably will never be open or used? So the White House ballroom and the Trump Kennedy Center are under budget, ahead of schedule, and be among the most magnificent buildings of their kind anywhere in the world. Gets sued by a group that was cut off by the government years ago. Doesn't make much sense, President DJT. I'm honestly just stunned that the President of the United States is more focused on his ballroom than ending the war he's gotten us into. The Strait of Hormuz is currently closed down entirely, and Donald Trump is pissed off about his ballroom. As Scott McFarlane of Midas Touch says, big loss for Trump as federal judge halts work on White House ballroom. The judge said, quote, the President of the United States is the steward of the White House for future generations of first families. He is not, however, the owner. And I have some good quotes from this lawsuit that I want to read. One says, he is not, however, the owner. That is a great quote. He says at one point, how grand, a brazen interpretation indeed, which he's trying to say, like, why are you interpreting it this way? He then says, the existence of a large hole beside the White House is, of course, a problem of the president's own making, because Trump's lawyers were arguing, hey, we kind of have a problem here. There is a large hole next to the White House, and we're trying to fix this problem. He's saying, you did that. It's kind of the same as the Strait of Hormuz, right? The Strait of Hormuz is closed because Donald Trump started this war, and now they're complaining that we need to mobilize troops and spend all of this money because there is a big problem, a blockage in the Strait of Hormuz. Trump did that. Trump causes these problems and then can't find the solution. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.